Well, I think that the range of speakers we've had and their range of cultural experience in one sense says it all. But I think that the fundamental lesson we've been learning is about what leadership is and possibly even more what leadership isn't. And even though we have this huge, this is my first time here, there are 800 of us here and we're just over half of the apostolic women's religious institutes that exist in the world. And we have very different realities. I mean, that's one of the things that you realise, there are very different realities. But models of leadership and, if you like, the countercultural nature, one of the counterculturalities of religious life should be how it models leadership. And it's a leadership of service. It's a leadership, as we heard this morning from one of our speakers, a leadership that talks about what is authority. And we've heard different definitions. This morning we heard that the ultimate authority is the authority of those who suffer. And that also dictates part of where we should be as religious in the world today. The synchronicity of it with what this Holy Father is saying is just extraordinary. We never were meant to be in the middle. We were always meant to be on the margins. And we've just listened to the leader of the Brazilian religious, and they are very consciously taking a concrete step away from their institutions, which are now run by the government, away from their social and pastoral programs, which are now being run by the more hierarchical church, and they're left saying, so what defines us? And what they're saying is what defines us is not so much about the doing, but about the being, and about being the sign of the kingdom, which is a lot more easily said than done.
Where does that lead you to? As you say, in the past, there was quite a clear definition that the sisters were heading these pastoral programs in the areas where no one else would go. What does that mean now, moving from doing to being?
And my congregation is probably not in that space yet. I think we still are in places where, and we want to be and go to places where we can still do and be. But that reality is there for part of our congregation, because when you're in Europe, that's your reality. It's a ministry of presence, it's a ministry of prayer. It's a ministry of saying that actually the things of the world are not the most important things. And I think, particularly in the context of the new evangelization, that's a very strong message we can still give. What you have is not what defines you. What you do isn't what defines you. But what you are is very important. And in a sense, that was the same with our Lord. I mean, yes, he did miracles, but in the end, that wasn't what defined him. What defined him was the way that he entered into the Paschal mystery. So that's on the one side. And I think on the other side is still a sense, though, that we have religious congregations can and still do make a preferential option for the poor. Being with those who are poor, being with those who are suffering. I really do think that that's the prophetic nature of religious life. That's why religious life is never going to be part of the hierarchical church. And quite honestly, the nearer it gets to being part of the hierarchical church, probably the more it needs to ask itself some questions.
As you say, there is a synergy between what you're saying here and what Pope Francis has been saying since day one of his ministry. Do you think perhaps that the contribution, the role of women religious in particular, is likely to be valued in a different way, perhaps, under this new pontificate?
Absolutely. I think we're all hopeful. I think the Pope is himself a religious, so he understands religious life in a way that, with all due respect, earlier popes I don't think necessarily have. I think he was also, as a hugely pastoral archbishop, don't tell me he doesn't know who was doing the really dirty work down in Buenos Aires. Yes, the clergy, but he clearly was telling his clergy to get out there more. I'd be pretty confident he wasn't telling the religious women religious in Buenos Aires to get out there more. I mean, we've got sisters there, so I knew that. So I think there's a spring in the collective step, there's no doubt about it. I think there would be a sense of maybe we've got a pope who gets us, who gets our foundresses, who gets our charisms, and who understands and wants our particular gift and contribution, even from those of us who are facing a reality that's a diminishing one. But, diminishment comes to every single human being, so maybe we've got something to contribute there as well.
Is this drop in vocations a great concern to you, and what perhaps are you looking at to try and encourage more young people, more young women into religious life today?
I certainly would want to encourage more women, young women into religious life and foster vocations to religious life. Many congregations, they use the word vocation recruitment. I personally don't think we recruit. You recruit for companies and employment. You don't recruit for religious life. But again, I don't personally think that numbers are the most important thing. I come from a religious congregation founded by a woman who was put in prison by the Vatican and whose order was suppressed by papal bull. And she founded it in 1609. And when we get a bit anxious about vocations, I always say when Mary Ward died in 1645, it wasn't looking too good then either, but we're still here. So I think we have to temper our anxiety. We have to believe in the value of our charism, our religious life, our way of following Christ. Yes, we have to try and hope that our witness will be contagious. But for me, that's it. It's the contagion of the witness that's the important thing. And please God, if we live our own religious lives with joy, with commitment, with generosity, and with a genuine stance with those who are poor and suffering, that's going to speak a lot more than, quite frankly, me suggesting to members of my congregation that they allocate lots of people to go and do vocation promotion and forget what we're there in the first place for.